ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rules that run this world we call them the laws of physics for example allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the law of gravity thanks to which we remain anchored on the surface of the earth and we don't get thrown off with the centrifugal force that gets generated as the earth spins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the laws of aerodynamics, thanks to which when they invented the aircraft, because of the dissection of the wing and the flow of the air on top of the wing, lift gets created under the wing and so the aircraft flies. And so you have something like a 380, which is massive, thousands of tons of steel takes to the air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the law of transfer of energy, because of which a fire burns. Because the transfer of energy, the fire burns the fuel, because the fuel is lower energy, fire is higher energy, and so the energy gets transferred and the fuel catches fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the laws of flotation and displacement of fluids, which we understand by when we look at Archimedes' principle, thanks to which a cruise ship floats. Thousands of tons of steel floats on water because of the law of flotation or the law of what we call Archimedes' principle, the law of displacement of fluids. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all these laws. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, to demonstrate His power and His Qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us examples where He chose for His own laws not to apply in certain cases. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the laws, as I said, of gravity. But in the case of gravity as well as aerodynamics, but in the case of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and gave His Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam the power of flight without a machine. We also fly, but we don't actually fly. When we say we fly, we sit in a machine which flies. We can't fly. But Sulaiman alayhi salam could fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that is law of gravity as well as the law of aerodynamics, because our flight, I always say that flight is not a miracle of power, it's a miracle of geometry, because it's because of the geometry of the wing, a lift gets created. But Sulaiman alayhi salam flew without planes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the law of transfer of energy, because of which fire burns. But in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that fire to be a source of salama and peace and a source of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. The same fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not change the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put out the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do anything to the fire. The fire continued to burn. The fire did not lose its properties, because the ropes with which Ibrahim alayhi salam was tied got burnt. But the fire did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam did not turn into the fire. He didn't turn into a jinn. Nothing. The same fire with all its properties of burning could not touch Ibrahim alayhi salam, because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the, as I mentioned, the principle of flotation and displacement of water, because of which ships float and because of which also we drown. The same principle applies, because we go against the principle, because you are not in the shape which can float and therefore you drown. But in the case of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a ship which floated in a storm. And in the case of Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala parted the water itself and created a path for Musa alayhi salam's people to walk through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the laws of propagation of humanity, mammals and so on and so forth, which we call the laws of reproduction. which require the coming together of a man and a woman, the coming together of the egg and the sperm, because of which children get created, babies get created. But in the case of Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without a father, from the mother herself. So there is no man involved in the creation of Isa alayhi salam. And in the creation of Adam alayhi salam, there is neither a man involved nor a woman involved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam without a man or a woman. A child is born as a child, as a little baby, newborn baby, grows through the stages of development, becomes a toddler, becomes a teenager, becomes a young adult, and so on and so forth. But Adam alayhi salam was never a newborn baby. Adam alayhi salam was never a toddler. Adam alayhi salam was never a teenager. Adam alayhi salam was a full grown man the moment he opened his eyes and he got life. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah created Adam in his own image, meaning the Christians got confused with this matter. When they say in his own image, they thought God created man in the image of God. No, Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam in the image of Adam, meaning that Adam alayhi salam was the prototype of what an adult man would be like. So he was created as an adult, completely against the principles of propagation of the species. And then Hawa alayhi salam, the wife of Adam alayhi salam, who was the mother? If you say the mother is the one that you are born out of, if you give this definition to who is a mother, then who is the mother of Hawa alayhi salam? Adam alayhi salam. The man gave birth to the woman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I created her from his rib. So completely the laws were broken. But having listened to this whole thing, supposing you say, well, this proves that I do not need to get married in order to have a baby. So I'm going to make dua, Allah will give me a baby. Will it happen? It will not happen. If you say that therefore it proves that I don't need a ship actually to cross the ocean. Isa alayhi salam walked on water, Musa alayhi salam parted the water, Nuh alayhi salam. So I'm going to try to walk on the water. I mean, we've got a nice pond here, we can give it a try and see if it works, right? Point I'm making is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the laws and the laws apply. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu broke his own laws, so to speak, and he did that with all of these laws, is to prove to mankind his own qudrat. The fact that I am the law maker, therefore the law does not apply to me. That is the purpose of it. Musa alayhi salam, when he struck the water with his staff, on the hukam of Allah, the water parted. There was no power in the staff. There was no power in the hand of Musa alayhi salam. It's not as if every time Musa alayhi salam struck the water parted. No, if he strikes the water would have splashed in his face like it would splash in your face or my face. The time it parted was because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fire did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. That did not mean that Ibrahim alayhi salam by himself was immune to fire. No. At some other time, maybe while cooking something, if he touches the flame, it would have burnt him. But that particular fire, even though it was a huge fire, did not burn him because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the laws, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us where he chose those laws not to apply in certain cases with his anbiya, just to prove the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one worthy of worship, not the person who is involved in that particular story. The reason I'm saying this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the law that iman must be supported with amal, that faith must be supported with action, that belief must be demonstrated, not because Allah does not know the belief exists, but because we have to create evidence for ourselves. This is a big misconception in the minds of many people. They think that, well, I believe and Allah knows my belief, so therefore I don't have to do anything. This is absolute rubbish. This is as nonsensical a belief as somebody saying, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants, he does not allow me, he can save me from the fire, and therefore I will walk into the fire. By all means, try it, no problem. It's as nonsensical as that. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaqul Quwwatil Mateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent manna and salwa, which is special kinds of food for the Bani Israel, the entire people of Bani Israel, not one or two people, the whole thousands of them in the desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed them with manna and salwa without any effort on their part. This thing would descend from the heavens, whatever the nature of it was, right? And they would eat. So we can sit here and wish for manna and salwa. Believe me, it's not going to come, right? You want a cup of tea, it has been arranged, and therefore it will come. It is not going to come because we sit here and wish for it to come. But it happened in that case. But you cannot use that as a dalil to say, well, you know, if it happened, then it, no. Whatever happens, happens by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, to prove this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined iman with amal, belief with action. There is no such thing in Islam as belief without action. So therefore, this feeling that Allah knows my belief, therefore I don't have to do anything, this is nonsense. It's nonsense for two reasons. First of all, it's nonsense because it goes against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned to you in the laws of physics, you cannot go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expect that law not to affect you. It will happen. Just because it did not happen in the case of this Nabi or that Nabi is not a dalil for you or me to believe that it won't happen to us. You are not a Nabi, I am not a Nabi, it will happen. Just like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the law where He joined the iman, He joined belief and faith with action, with amal. If you see in the Quran, everywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Amanu wa amilu salihat. People who believe and who do good deeds. There's no iman by itself. Allah has never mentioned iman by itself without joining it with amalu salih. Now, why must we act? As I said, for two reasons. First of all, to create evidence for ourselves in our own favor. Ya Allah, I believed, and the proof of my belief is this. Allah knows you have a belief, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this law that belief must be supported with action. Second reason why simply sitting and saying, well, I have belief, I don't have to act, the reason why that's a false belief is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adil. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats the one who does not act and the one who acts equally, then there is no adil. Then there is injustice. And Allah is not unjust. So if I am going to say, well, I have belief and I don't have to act. Eltham bhai says, boss, I also have belief, but I know I have to act. So when the time of salah comes, I will pray. I said, no, I don't have to pray. You want to pray, you pray. But Allah knows my belief. Now, at the end, when Eltham bhai and I go together before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this action, if both of us are treated equally, then Allah is not being just. Here was a man who followed the rules, who created evidence for himself, and here was I who did not create any evidence. How can we be equal? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this also in the Quran in many places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no la yastavi al-ama wal-basir, la yastavi al-zulumat wal-nur. Allah said the blind and the one who sees cannot be the same. The darkness and light cannot be the same. In many, many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and He said, the person who does good and the person who does evil cannot be the same. La yastavi ashabul jannah wa ashabul nar. In Suratul Hashr, la yastavi ashabul nari wa ashabul jannah. The people of the fire and the people of Jannah are not equal. They cannot be equal. So, it's very, very important for us to support our belief and our faith. Inshallah, we have it. With the actions that demonstrate this faith. It's not because Allah does not know. It's we are creating evidence in our own favor, which we need. On the day of judgment, we produce the evidence. Allah, this maybe my salah is not great, but it is there. And that's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the faults in the salah. Iman wa amilu salih. Now, what is the proof that we have faith? One is to do what is required, which is the faraid. So, at the time of salah, you pray. You don't delay your salah. You don't do this and that. Whatever zakat is due on you, you pay the zakat and so on and so forth. All the pillars, mashallah, you keep those. Time of Ramadan, you fast. Then there is another step, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, we have created death and life so that we can test you to see which one of you will do the best deeds. So now we're not talking about faraid, we're not talking about the pillars, we're talking about something more than that. Something which demonstrates your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? You love your wife. And if you say, well, you know, after all, I'm paying your bills. After all, I'm earning money so that you get your breakfast on time. And so this is a sign of love. Find me a woman who will accept that. Why then do you go and buy gifts? Why then do you go and buy, you know, bring a bunch of flowers home? You know, somebody told me, well, what's the point of flowers? I said, bring a bunch of bananas full of potassium and whatnot, you know. Why not? So my point is that it is the extra. A soldier gets a medal for doing something which is over and above his duty. You get a salary for your duty, you don't get a medal for your duty. If you do something more than, exceeds what the duty was. And the same logic applies. So when you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness, when you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you want acceptance of your dua, then we have to exert ourselves. You can't be sitting pretty and saying, one is people who are not even doing the faraid. Forget that, because if you're not even doing the faraid, then Allah only knows whether you are still within Islam or you've gone out of Islam. So leave that aside. Alhamdulillah, we are doing the faraid. But I'm saying, if you want to get close to Allah, and Allah, I'm not making these rules. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these rules. Doing more than what is required. Now what is that more? For example, tahajjud. For example, the azkar, the zikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make some azkar, he used to make some zikr after the first salah. He would invariably make the zikr. So making those azkar after first salah. As one of my teachers used to say, if you are in a hurry, make sure you do all the azkar. He didn't say when you are in a hurry, don't do it. He said, no, when you are hurry, specially do it. Because whatever you are in a hurry about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy because you spend that time in that dhikr. For example, praying by jama'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who prays by jama'ah gets 27 times the reward. I remember still, there was a friend of my father's, a Marwadi guy, very wealthy. So they were going somewhere, and those days we used to have coins in India. You know, you had the 25 paisa coin and the 10 paisa coin, and I've even seen a 1 paisa coin. In those days we used to have 1 paisa, 2 paisa, 5 paisa, 10 paisa, 25 paisa, 50 paisa, and then a rupee coin. So you had all these coins. So there was a 5 paisa coin on the ground. So this man, he picks it up, this Marwadi businessman. He picks it up, cleans it and so on, and then he kisses it. He touches it to his eyes. And he puts it in his pocket. So my father said, what is this 5 paisa coin, you know, for all this you are doing? He said, nahi sir, nahi doctor sahab, Lakshmi hai, Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the Hindu goddess of wealth. Yeah, he said, this is the goddess of wealth. He said, you take care of this, that is how wealth comes. Now, that incident stuck in my head because that is the importance he is giving to something which anyone else will say completely insignificant. It's not even worth the effort of bending down to pick up. Who wants a 5 paisa coin to help with? So the most insignificant thing. Now take this and apply this to our amal. Take this, apply this to our deeds. Things which we consider to be insignificant. It is not insignificant. Because on the day of judgment, what is the difference between a person who will go to Jannah and a person who will go into the fire? What is the critical difference? One deed, one single action. One person has one action more and he goes to Jannah. Another person has one action less, he goes into the fire. One single action. So what is the importance of that action? It is the difference between the fire and the Jannah. So if we consider this and apply this rule to all our actions, and say, no, as far as Allah is concerned, the so-called smallest action is not small because I am doing it for the sake of Allah. Similarly, the so-called smallest disobedience is not small because it is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is not small. Who are you disobeying? You are disobeying God. You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah is not Asghar. Allah is Akbar. Allah is the biggest and the greatest and the almighty. So disobedience. Sometimes we think, a little small thing. It's not small. ఇట్ ఈస్ డిసోబీడియన్స్ ఆఫ్ అల్లా సుబ్హానహు వతాలా జల్ల జలాలు. రైట్? సో ద ఇష్యూ ఈస్ దిస్, ద ఇష్యూ ఈస్ దాట్ ద లాస్ విచ్ అల్లా మేడ్, దోస్ లాస్ బిలీవ్ మీ విల్ అప్లై. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీ వన్ థింగ్స్ దట్ దే వోంట్ అప్లై టు మీ, దెన్ యూఆర్ ఫూలింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. సిమిలర్లీ అల్లా సుబ్హానహు వతాలా, ద ప్రూఫ్ ఆఫ్ బిలీఫ్ ఈజ్ యాక్షన్. And that action is essential because we have to prove our belief, not proof because Allah needs the proof, but to as evidence in favor of ourselves. When I go there, I produce this evidence. Here is my evidence. And that evidence is very, very critical. So, and for that evidence, what is the proof that you actually have the belief? That you guard and you appreciate and you run for and search for and find the smallest of deeds. Not leave it and say, ah, theek hai, it's okay. It's not okay. You will realize it is not okay when you are standing before your own scales on the day of judgment. Then you will realize, aray, on that day I should have done this. Which is a worthless realization at that point in time. So discarding a deed, thinking that, well, I have done, I am okay. You are not okay. You are highly unokay. Because you just discarded something which could have been the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. And you threw it away. That shows that you are nonsense. I mean, you have, what kind of iman do you have? It's complete ignorance. So very, very important for us to make very sure that we do not create evidence against ourselves, but we create evidence in our favor. And that we do by supporting our belief with actions, no matter how small it is. We go and grab every single small action that leads us to Allah, and we leave every small action that keeps us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the example I gave you, the man said that 5 paisa coin is important because enough number of 5 paisa coins are millions of dollars. Simple as that. Just make sure you have enough number of 5 paisa coins and you are a rich man. Leave enough of those 5 paisa coins and you are a poor man. It's simple as that. Just guard the small ones. In English also, you know, guard the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves. It's simple as that. Small things are not small because they all add up. Every drop adds up. And therefore, we guard those drops. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased, and to enable us to appreciate and to thank Him for everything that He has given us. And just not thank Him by words, but thank Him in action. Because that's the, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only one rule, which is the action has to support the words. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.